This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a reader's question about two common verbs. Here it is. Hi, I'm Zachary. I would like to know the difference between make and create. How do we use them in everyday life? Thank you for your answer. Hello, Zachary. On a normal day, someone may make many things, but the person may create nothing at all. This morning, for example, I made breakfast. But so far today, I have not created anything. Tonight, however, I may create a recipe for dinner. The words make and create can have a few meanings. But today we will talk about the one that is commonly confused. The verb make means to produce, build, or prepare something, usually through common processes. Someone can make a tasty meal, for example, but that does not mean the person used uncommon cooking methods or ingredients. A person can work in a factory that makes vehicles or clothing, but that factory does not create these things. Use of the verb make tells us that the production processes and the vehicle or clothing designs already existed. The verb create usually suggests newness or innovation. Generally, it means to produce something new or to bring something into existence. Create often suggests that the making of a thing requires special skill or imagination, or uncommon processes, such as a work of art or an invention. So, to create a meal would mean to invent a new dish or recipe. To create a vehicle or piece of clothing means to design one that is different from earlier models. Collocations may be the reason some English learners find themselves unsure about whether to use make or create. In English, some words just go together, and some do not. For example, the word make is used in collocations such as make the bed, make a choice, and make noise. A native speaker would not say create noise. The word create is often used in collocations that involve intangible things, like in create an atmosphere and create a playlist. And that's Ask a Teacher for this week. I'm Alice Bryant.